Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Kuerbis, K-U-E-R-B-I-S, first name Donald, D-O-N-A-L-D, middle Otis, O-T-I-S, the date of birth, April 16, 1934, the date of evaluation, November 19, 2025. The referring physician, Dr. Ruiz, that is Rahel, R-A-H-E-L, Ruiz, R-U-I-Z. The reason for consultation, 91-year-old male with history of a flutter / supraventricular tachycardia. The HVI, the patient is a 91-year-old male with a history of hypertension, coronary artery disease with status of stents to the RCA and obtuse marginal branch, period. He further has history of paroxysmal supraventricular tachycardia, hyperlipidemia, and chronic kidney disease, period. He has most recently been admitted to the Summit Medical Center on July 26, 2025, and discharged on July 29, 2025, period. At that time, he presented with the acute onset of chest pain, period. Chest pain was noted to be diffuse and varied with inspiration, period. The patient was ultimately discharged with chest pain, unspecified type, next number, atrial flutter, next number, hypertension, next number, chronic kidney disease, next number, pulmonary fibrosis, next number, conductive tissue disease, for which atenolol was discontinued, period. With this background, then the patient presents for evaluation, period. He continues with occasional chest pain, which occurs at nighttime, but not with exercise, period. He has shortness of breath when going upstairs only, but not typically on the flat ground, period. However, he does have easy fatigue, period. His past medical history includes that of coronary artery disease, next number atrial flutter, next number hypercholesterolemia, next number hypertension, next number gouty arthritis. The past surgical history includes that of hernia surgery, next number TURP medications, amlodipine 5 milligrams 1 daily, enteric-coated aspirin, 81 milligrams 1 daily. Atenolol has recently been discontinued. Atorvastatin 80 milligrams 1 daily. Clotrimazole beta-methasone cream, apply BID. Dabigatran, 110 milligrams BID. Excuse me. Narco, 5/325, 1 every 6 hours PRN. Nitroglycerin, PRN. Probenecid/colchicine, 500/0.5, 1 BID. Tamsulosin, 0.4 milligrams daily. Amiodarone, 100 milligrams PO daily. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history. Father had a mini CVA at age 62. Mother died with ovarian cancer. A sister had interstitial cancer. Social history, he is a prior smoker who quit in 1980. He reports history of asbestosis exposure. He notes occasional alcohol use. He review of systems, constitutional. He has had weight loss. The genitourinary, significant for nocturia. Review of systems is otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure 150/69, pulse 69, respiratory rate 20, height 68 inches, weight 138.8 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. B. Data review, ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm, 66 beats per minute. There is left axis deviation, period. There is left anterior fascicular block, period. Atrial premature complex is noted, period. The impression, this is a 91-year-old male with history of a flutter, coronary artery disease, hyperlipidemia, who presents for evaluation, period. He apparently has had a conduction abnormality. Atenolol was discontinued. He is maintained on amiodarone 100 milligrams PO daily. In addition, he is maintained on amlodipine 5 milligrams daily, dabigatran 110 milligrams POPID. No further investigations at this time, period. I will see him in 1 to 3 months, period. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.